What is a train station?
Vaksal.
Vokzal, yes. With this word, you use the onto preposition and not into. Imagine it as not being as a building, but a more of an open space, onto. So how do you say, I'm going to the station?
Ja jedu na vokzal.
Da, jedu, pronounce it accenting the first vowel. Ja jedu na vokzal, da. And if you are in a taxi and asking the driver to go to the town centre in a short sentence, how do you say, to the town centre, please? Into the town centre, please.
В центр, пожалуйста.
Да, в центр, пожалуйста. Say it again, please.
В центр, пожалуйста.
Да, в центр, пожалуйста. Yes, and if you want to go to the airport?
В аэропорт, пожалуйста.
Да, в аэропорт, linking V to A. В аэропорт, пожалуйста. So, if you ask a question, where are you going? Your question, your Russian question, very much depends on where you meet this person. If you meet the person in the street, how do you ask him or her, where are you going?
Куда вы идете?
Да, куда вы идете? And if you meet a close friend?
Куда ты идешь?
Конечно, куда ты идешь? And if you meet someone on the underground, on a bus?
Куда вы едете?
Едете.
Едете.
Да, куда вы едете? And if it's a close friend?
Куда ты едешь?
Да, куда ты едешь? How do you say, tomorrow I'm going to London? You can't walk to London, can you?
Завтра я еду.
Into London.
На?
Into.
No. В Лондон.
Да, завтра я еду в Лондон. And how do you say, tomorrow I'm going to a restaurant? It doesn't matter how you get there, as long as you don't mention the transport in the sentence. It's the fact of going or walking into it that matters.
Завтра я иду в ресторан.
Хорошо. Завтра я иду в ресторан. So, if you are going to a place within the city you are in now, you can always use a walking verb, even if you are planning to go there by means of transport. How do you say we are going again? We are going?
Мы идём.
Да, мы идём. And how do you say we will go? It becomes the prefixed по verb.
Мы пойдём.
Пойдём. Accent the ending again.
Мы пойдём.
Да, мы пойдём. We will go. How do you say we will go by transport?
Мы пойдём.
But by transport, not on foot.
Мы поедем.
Очень хорошо. Мы поедем. That's it. So, I am going somewhere, as in I am traveling somewhere, is я еду. And I will go somewhere, as in I will travel somewhere, я поеду. So, how do you say, I am soon going to Petersburg? How do you pronounce Petersburg in Russian, by the way?
Petersburg?
Petersburg. There's no Z. Петербург. So, I'm soon traveling to Petersburg.
Сейчас я...
Soon. Сейчас is now.
Скоро.
Uh-huh.
Скоро я поеду на...
Into.
В Петербург.
Да. You said, скоро я поеду в Петербург. You said, поеду, I will go. But you can also say, I am soon going to Petersburg.
Я скоро еду в Петербург.
Да, я скоро еду в Петербург. And how do you say, we will go to the Bolshoi Theatre? Again, we don't mention the transport. And you are in Moscow, you don't travel to the Bolshoi Theatre from London. We will go to the Bolshoi Theatre.
Мы пойдем...
Into.
В Большой театр.
Да, в Большой театр. You can hardly hear this V, but it's there. Мы пойдем в Большой театр. I will not go with you because I'm tired. You have two variants again. Let's do the walking first. I will not go with you because I'm tired. How does a man say this?
Я не иду куда...
With you. With you?
С вами.
Because I'm tired. Pata.
Потому что я устал.
Хорошо. Will you please say it again?
Я не иду с вами, потому что я устал.
Очень хорошо. Я не иду с вами, потому что я устал. And now let's do I am not going with you, meaning by underground, by taxi. I am not going with you by transport. That's implied. You don't have to say this.
Я не иду, еду
Еду.
с вами,
Because I'm tired.
потому что я устала.
Я не еду с вами, потому что я устала. And how do you say I will not go?
Я не поеду.
Once again.
Я не поеду
Не поеду. With you.
с вами.
Okay. Я не поеду с вами. I will not travel with you. I will not go with you. And I will not go with you as in I will not go with you on foot.
Я не пойду с вами.
Да, я не пойду с вами. Хорошо. How do you say he will go?
Он пойдет
Which verb have you chosen now? He will not go on foot. He
на
will go on foot.
транспорт.
Transport. Let's pronounce it properly.
Он поедет.
Поедет. Accented on е, да? Он поедет. And he will go on foot. He will walk.
Он пойдет.
Хорошо. Он пойдет. So he will walk. Он пойдет. And how do you say it will snow? Snow will walk. Snow?
Снег.
Снег. It will snow. Snow will walk. Will walk snow.
Снег пойдет.
Да, снег пойдет. Turn the words around.
Пойдет снег.
Да, пойдет снег. Хорошо. How do you say if it will snow?
Если пойдет снег.
Да, конечно, если пойдет снег. If it snows, you say in English, but if it will snow in Russian. So, if it snows, we will not go to the center, meaning by car.
Пойдет
If
снег.
it snows,
Если пойдет снег, мы не поедем
into,
на
in.
в центр.
Хорошо, в центр. Если пойдет снег, мы не поедем в центр. We have been saying I am going, we are going by transport using the present tense, but to go by transport, the to form of going, of traveling, is ехать. Ехать. The to form doesn't sound like the present tense forms that we been using, yes? So ехать is to travel. And what do you think will be the second verb with a по?
Поехать.
Конечно. So the two, to travel.
Ехать, поехать.
Да, ехать, поехать. So you can say, I want to go to Petersburg.
Я хочу поехать в Петербург.
Хорошо, да. Я хочу поехать в Петербург. So you've been saying, I am going or I will go to Petersburg, to the airport, to the station. So to go to a place, actually this place, the word for place, is in the whom and what position. But you've been saying, I am going to Petersburg, я еду в Петербург. No change in the ending. But if you want to say that you are going to Moscow, the word for Moscow ends in a. It's Москва. Москва is a feminine noun. Because it finds itself in the whom and what situation, it will change the ending. Москва will become what?
Москву.
Москву. So Москва becomes Москву. So how do you say, I am going to Moscow?
Я иду.
You can't walk from London to
No.
Moscow. Еду.
Я еду
Into.
в Москву.
All right. Я еду в Москву. I'm going to Moscow. America is the same word, exactly the same word. How do you pronounce it in Russian?
America.
Да, Америка. In the whom and what situation, it becomes what?
Америку.
Да. So how do you say I'm traveling to America soon?
Я скоро еду в Америку.
Into.
В Америку.
Америка, you said yourself, becomes?
Америку.
So I'm soon going to America?
Я скоро еду в Америку.
Я скоро еду в Америку. You use into, which is V. Yes, America starts with A, so you pronounce V Америку together. The V is pronounced as the V. What is the Russian word for police?
Милиция.
Хорошо. Милиция, ending in Я. In the whom and what situation, it will be what?
Милицию.
Милиции.
У.
But Я changes to?
You.
So?
Милицию.
Милицию. So how do you say, we need to go to the police? Police station, you say in English, in Russian, just to the police. We need to go to the police.
Нам надо.
You need the second verb, the по, the prefixed verb.
Поехать.
Okay.
В милицию.
All right. Нам надо поехать в милицию. Yes, that is if you need to go there by car, for instance. And if it is within walking distance?
Нам надо пойти.
Пойти.
Mm-hmm. Пойти.
Into.
В милицию.
Да. Нам надо пойти в милицию. So two verbs. Поехать, to travel. Пойти, to walk, to go. For I will go, you always use the по variant of the verb. What is work or job, work?
Работа.
Да, работа, ending in А, работа, and it is an activity. Not as pleasant as a concert or opera, but it is an activity. Работа in the whom and what situation becomes what?
Работаю.
Ooh, that's why I'm working. Работа becomes?
Работу.
Of course, работу, the stress remains on О. Работу, right. How do you say, I will not go to work tomorrow. On to work, right?
Я не поеду.
Mm-hmm. If you go by transport, okay. To work. On to work.
В работу.
On to. It's an activity.
На работу.
Mm-hmm. Tomorrow.
Завтра.
Хорошо. Я не поеду на работу завтра. I will not travel. I will not go. Yes, we assume you go by car. And if your workplace is within walking distance?
Завтра я не пойду.
Не пойду.
Завтра я не пойду.
To work.
На работу.
Mm-hmm. Завтра я не пойду на работу. In fact, even if your workplace is not within walking distance, you can still use the walking verb. As long as you don't mention means of transport in the sentence, you can use the walking verb. How do you say, we will go to Moscow to a conference? So you will go into Moscow, but conference is an activity. What is a conference?
Конференция.
Да, конференция. We will go to Moscow to a conference.
Мы поедем в Москву.
Москву.
Москву. На конференцию.
Конференция. Я changes to?
To you.
To the conference. Say it again.
На конференцию.
Good. На конференцию. Мы поедем в Москву на конференцию. Because you are traveling from London, you use the traveling verb. Moscow is into Moscow, you use в Москву. Конференция, conference, is an activity, so you use на конференцию. Perfect. How do you say excuse me or I'm sorry?
Извините.
Извините. Mm-hmm. And add the posh word.
Извините, пожалуйста.
Извините, пожалуйста. Mm-hmm. So it is извините. In English, as well as in Russian, it is the imperative, it's a command, a request. Excuse me, please. Извините, пожалуйста. You form these commands or requests from the they form of the verb. So you take the they form of the verb, you remove the ending, and you add this ите. It can be ите, or it can be y, which is the short E, instead of E, you can have the short E, which is one and the same letter, only you pronounce it shorter. But it's ите or ите. So, what is to say?
Сказать.
Сказать. And how do you say they will say with this verb? Yes, they will say.
Они скажут.
Very good. Они скажут. The А is accented there. Да? Они скажут. This is your they form. If you remove ут from there and add ите, what do you get?
Скажите.
Exactly. Скажите. So how do you say tell me, please?
Скажите, пожалуйста.
There you are. Скажите, пожалуйста. In English, you have to say tell me, please. You never say tell, do you? But in Russian, you don't have to use to me. You can just say tell, please, which you said correctly. Скажите, пожалуйста. You can add to me. And what is to me?
У меня.
Oh, to me.
Мне.
Да. So tell me, please, the whole thing.
Скажите, пожалуйста, мне.
О.
Скажите мне, пожалуйста.
Да. Скажите мне, пожалуйста. But when you approach a person, a passerby in the street, you don't use to me. Yes, it's obvious that is to you. Скажите, пожалуйста. Tell me, please. Or in English, you would say, could you tell me, please, being very polite. In Russian, using this form is quite polite, as long as you remember to add the posh, the polite, пожалуйста. Скажите, пожалуйста. Tell me, please. Or could you tell me, please? Or would you tell me, please? So how do you say? How do you approach a passerby? Could you please tell me where the underground is here? Tell me, please.
Скажите, пожалуйста.
Mm-hmm. Where?
Где?
Here.
Здесь. Mm-hmm. Метро.
Да. Will you say it again, please?
Скажите, пожалуйста. Где здесь метро?
Mm-hmm. Скажите, пожалуйста, где здесь метро? Mm-hmm. Could you please tell me where the theater is?
Скажите мне, пожалуйста, где театр?
All right. You can add here.
Здесь.
Mm-hmm. Or just где театр is okay. Скажите мне, пожалуйста, где театр? Or you can omit мне.
Скажите, пожалуйста, где театр?
Скажите, пожалуйста, где театр? Okay. Could you please tell me where one can buy English newspapers?
Скажите, пожалуйста, где можно купить английские?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Newspapers. Газеты.
Yeah, perfect. Скажите, пожалуйста, где можно купить английские газеты? Английские газеты, plural. Adjective and noun. Mm-hmm. And how do you say, show me, please? Very similar verb, different prefix.
Покажите, пожалуйста.
Good. Покажите, пожалуйста. Now you can say, show me.
Покажите мне, пожалуйста.
Покажите мне, пожалуйста. Mm-hmm. Could you please, or please show me your document.
Пожалуйста.
Okay.
Скажите.
Not tell me, but show me.
Sorry. Покажите.
Да.
Ваш документ.
Да. Ваш документ. Right. Will you please start with show me your document, please?
Покажите ваш документ, пожалуйста.
Да. Покажите ваш документ, пожалуйста. Mm-hmm. And your photograph. What's a photograph?
Фотография.
Да, фотография. And your photo, фотография.
И ваша фотография.
Careful. Feminine nouns
вашу
are...
Вашу фотографию.
Right. Feminine nouns are very careful in this position.
Mm-hmm.
Whom mm-hmm. and what? Show me whom and what. Покажите мне, пожалуйста, ваш документ и вашу фотографию. Right. What is to speak?
Говорить.
Говорить. They speak?
Они говорят.
Oh, it's an E verb, and in the they form, they're quite different from the rest of the forms.
Они говорят.
Говорят. Pronounce the R soft, please.
Они говорят.
Говорят. There's no E after R. Говорят.
Говорят.
Good. Они говорят. They speak. How do you say speak?
Говорите.
Говорите. Mm-hmm. Speak, please.
Говорите, пожалуйста.
Говорите, пожалуйста. If you're on the phone, for instance. Да. Говорите, пожалуйста. Right. Speak Russian, please.
Говорите по-русски, пожалуйста.
Да. Говорите по-русски, пожалуйста. Yes. And again, in English, you would say, could you please speak English? Or would you, will you? In Russian, it's perfectly all right to use the command form, as long as you remember to use пожалуйста with it. Говорите, пожалуйста, по-русски. Mm-hmm. Speak not so fast, please.
Говорите не если быстро.
Если is if.
If.
So, like this.
Was it там?
Так.
Так. Oh, yes, of course.
Так. Not so quickly.
Не так быстро.
So the whole thing.
Говорите не так быстро, пожалуйста.
Mm-hmm. Say, говорите.
Говорите.
Right. Говорите не так быстро, пожалуйста. Mm-hmm. What is to find out?
Узнать.
Узнать, yes. How do you say find out, please? Again in English, could you find out? Would you find out? Will you find out? Find out, please.
Узнаете,
mm-hmm.
пожалуйста.
Yes, but you pronounce this E so short.
Узнаете.
Right.
Пожалуйста.
Узнаете. It's a short E, the same letter, but it's so short, it sounds Y, hardly heard. Узнайте, пожалуйста. Please find out. So that was the polite request or polite command, addressing somebody, asking somebody politely or formally, yes? But you can have an informal command or request addressing somebody informally. And then you just drop те from the ending of the command. Because те makes it polite or makes it plural if you're addressing a group of people. Dropping те, you get the singular or the informal command. So you had find out, addressing somebody politely. Узнайте. Drop те, what do you get?
Узнай.
Да, узнай. And this is your request or command addressing somebody informally or in the singular. Yes? So if you're addressing a friend, please find out.
Узнай, пожалуйста.
Да, узнай, пожалуйста. And how do you say to a friend, please speak Russian?
Говори по-русски, пожалуйста.
Да, конечно. Говори по-русски, пожалуйста. Mm-hmm. And how do you say again to a friend, tell me, please, now. Tell now.
Скажи сейчас, пожалуйста.
Да, скажи сейчас, пожалуйста. Or you can say, tell me, add to me.
Скажи мне
now.
Сейчас, пожалуйста.
Да, скажи мне сейчас, пожалуйста. Yes, this is the informal command or request, right? Many people, I think, know the Russian word for a country house. A Russian country house. Do you know the word?
Dacha.
Not quite.
Dasha?
Ч, yes, the
дача.
Дача. It's the word дача. And you do spell it in Russian with the letter ч. Дача is a country house. Actually, this word, дача, is derived from the verb to give, because that was something that was given by the Tsar, yes, and later by the Communist Party to someone they liked. Дача, дача. It actually comes from Latin, data. You have the English words date, or data, coming from the same Latin, which means given, data, something given. So dat is to give, dat, to give. So if dat is to give, and if you add a transition prefix to it, what is the transition prefix?
Peri dat.
Right. So the prefix itself is peri, isn't it? So the verb you get is?
Peri dat.
Peri dat. Right. Peri dat. What do you think would be the meaning of this verb now?
To give back? To give again?
No, it is to pass. To pass. So you can ask, please pass me the salt. You can say, please give me, or please pass me. The form of this verb will be the same of this command or request. So if you form a command request from dat, how would you say give? Give me?
Дайте.
Mm-hmm. Дайте. There will be short E. Дайте. And pass me?
Передайте.
Передайте. So how do you say, pass me the salt, please? The salt is соль. Соль. Pass me the salt, please.
Передайте.
Mm-hmm. Дай. You do have the short E there in the middle.
Передайте мне соль.
Please.
Пожалуйста.
Да. Передайте мне соль, пожалуйста. Oh, you can omit мне again. Just передайте соль, пожалуйста. It's obvious that it's for you. Mm-hmm. Right. There is a noun from передать. How will you form a noun from передать? If you have дача and you form a noun from передать.
Передача.
Да. Передача. Передача. And that means a broadcast. Something that is transmitted. Yes? Transmission, broadcast. So you have дача, передача, derived from дать, передать, to pass, to transmit. Yes. So you asked to pass you the salt in a polite way, передайте. And if you address a friend,
передай.
Mm-hmm, yes. Передай. Please pass me again. Please pass me the salt.
Передай мне соль.
Please.
Пожалуйста.
Да. Передай мне соль, пожалуйста. Mm-hmm. Yes. That's your imperative. That's your request, command from дать, передать.